Welcome to the second day of the Radical Imagination Festival. I'm Alex Kusnabish. I'm a professor at Mount St. Vincent University and a co-director of the Radical Imagination Project. And on behalf of our other co-director who can't be here because he's busy jet-setting around the world right now, Max Haven, I'd like to welcome you all and thank you for being here. We had a great event last night. For those of you who are able to make it, I'm sure you'd agree, really wonderful, stimulating panel, great book launch afterwards. Thanks to our presenters from yesterday. We have an equally stupendous lineup today, so hopefully you can stick around for the whole day. Before I get to introducing our first panelists today and their panel, I just want to give you a couple of points of information. And do just a bit of a welcome. So first, let's start with a welcome. First of all, we need to acknowledge that this event and our lives in Halifax are occurring on top of unceded Mi'kmaq territory. As settlers, as many of us, I assume, are in the room, I'd like to acknowledge our responsibility to engage in a rigorous, deep, and meaningful process of decolonization. That's something that we need to talk about more, obviously, but hopefully through events like this, we can begin that conversation. I'd also like to acknowledge that while you're going to hear about many important struggles, social justice struggles today, of course, that we, this project, our events, and our lives as well, owe great debt to social justice struggles that have come before us and those who have struggled within them, many of them known, many of them unknown, and we just want to acknowledge that debt as well and honor those struggles. A couple of quick points of information, just so you know, this event is being recorded for our purposes. The first, if you missed yesterday or if you just want to relive it because the panels were so great. We do have yesterday's audio up online already. There will be a link from our Radical Imagination website, as well as, I believe, from the maybe from the Media Co-op website as well, linking to that. We will have today's audio up as well. We are also on the radio right now, live on Pirate Public Radio 88.9. So for anybody listening, welcome. And just in terms of our schedule today, so our first panel is Radicalism Beyond Privilege, and we're going to go till probably around 12:30, probably a little bit after since we're starting late. After that, we have an activist info session that will happen while you folks are having lunch, and we will have lunch provided for you if you registered, and even if you didn't, I think, but I don't want to promise you, there will be lots of food, but you know, for the folks who registered, we've got to take that into account first. There'll be lots of food out there, and you're welcome to it. We have tried to accommodate all of your dietary requests, and I think we've managed to do that. But while you're eating lunch, we have an activist info session. We're going to have 7 different organizations and groups here represented. Solidarity Halifax, ACORN, the Halifax Motherhood Collective, Halifax Media Co-op, STAND, Praxis Media, and Avalon, the Avalon Center will all be here giving folks information about the good work they're doing and just maybe inviting you to participate in the work they're doing as well. So, and then after that, we have our final panel of the day, and then we'll wrap up. So that's the schedule for today, and that's enough from me. I'm now going to introduce our first panel and our panelists. So I'd like to invite the other two panelists to come up here so everybody can get a look at you. And this is alphabetical order. And if that's OK, that's the order that you folks can present in, though I'll leave that up to you if you'd like to switch your order. So again, the first panel today is entitled Radicalism Beyond Privilege. I'm just going to introduce our speakers and not their papers. I'll leave that to them. We're very excited to have them here. On your left, we have Alexis Shotwell. Alexis is an associate professor at Carleton University. Her political work focuses on queer liberation, indigenous solidarity and decolonization, and feminist community education. She's the author of Knowing Otherwise, Race, Gender, and Implicit Understanding. Her academic work addresses racial formation, disability, unspeakable and unspoken knowledge, sexuality, gender, and political transformation. She's currently working on a book about impurity, complexity, and the relations of the past to unpredictable futures. Next to Alexis is Andrea Smith. Andrea is a co-organizer of the Alternative Mother's Day event titled Reimagining Motherhood, which the Radical Imagination Project was a very happy co-sponsor of, and a co-founder of the Halifax Motherhood Collective. When she's not trying to ignite a mothering revolution or chasing after her two-year-old, Andrea is ostensibly completing her PhD in health policy at McMaster University. And next to Andrea is Ardith Wynot. Ardith is an artist and scholar rooted in interdisciplinary, poetic, and multimedia work. She's an assistant professor of sociology at Mount Allison University and a founding member of the Finn Performing Arts, an inter-arts performance company. She's been making art in jail for the past 8 years and is currently completing a 3-year arts-based research project on borderline personality disorder, borders, and the practice of detention in prisons and psych facilities. So we're very excited to have these folks here today. I'd like you to join me in welcoming them. I'll turn it over.